Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Daily Positivity Podcast.
The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. The only wealth which you will keep forever is the wealth you have given away. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thou wilt always look. It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinions than our own. Think yourself as dead. Now take what's left and live it properly. What doesn't transmit light creates its own darkness. Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one. And to say all in a word, everything which belongs to the body is a stream, and what belongs to the soul is a dream and vapor, and life is a warfare and a stranger's sojourn, and after fame is oblivion. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. He who follows reason in all things is both tranquil and active at the same time, and also cheerful and collected. Live a good life. If there are gods and they are just, then they will not care how devout you have been, but will welcome you based on the virtues you have lived by. If there are gods but unjust, then you should not want to worship them. If there are no gods, then you will be gone, but will have lived a noble life that will live on in the memories of your loved ones. The best revenge is not to be like your enemy. If a thing is humanly possible, consider it within your reach. The best answer to anger is silence. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart. The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. That which is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bees. Death smiles at us all, but all a man can do is smile back. Natural ability without education has more often raised a man to glory and virtue than education without natural ability. Another person will not hurt you without your cooperation. You are hurt the moment you believe yourself to be. The most despicable form of cowardice is self-pity. Today I escaped anxiety. Or no, I discard it because it was within me, in my own perceptions, not outside. Each of us needs what nature gives us when nature gives it.
The Daily Positivity Podcast. Daily Positivity Podcast. The Daily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Daily Positivity Podcast.
Sometimes you have to make a decision that will break your heart, but will give peace to your soul. Sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us to the place we were meant to be. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. When a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which it grows, not the flower. One day, you will tell your story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide. As long as we're breathing, it's not too late to change your story. Happiness is not about getting all you want. It is about enjoying all you have. An arrow can only be shot by pulling it backward. So when life is dragging you back with difficulties, it means that it's going to launch you into something great. So just focus and keep aiming. When you can't control what's happening, challenge yourself to control the way you are responding to what's happening. That's where the power is. Every situation in life is temporary. So when life is good, make sure you enjoy and receive it fully. And when life is not so good, remember that it will not last forever, and better days are on the way. You're a fighter. Look at everything you've overcome. Don't give up now. We all make mistakes, have struggles, and even regret things in our past. But you are not your mistakes. You are not your struggles. And you are here now, with the power to shape your day and your future. Sometimes life doesn't give you what you want, not because you don't deserve it, but because you deserve more. A seed grows with no sound, but a tree falls with a huge noise. Destruction has noise, but creation is quiet. This is the power of silence. Grow silently. One of the happiest moments in life is when you find the courage to let go of what you can't change. Don't worry about hard times, because some of the most beautiful things we have in life come from changes or mistakes. Don't let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life. Whatever happened over this past year, be thankful for where it brought you. Where you are is where you're meant to be. When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. Pay attention to the things you are naturally drawn to. They are often connected to your path, passion, and purpose in life. Have the courage to follow them. Listen to your own voice, your own soul. Too many people listen to the noise of the world instead of themselves. Deep inside, you know what you want. Let no one decide that for you. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending.
The Daily Positivity Podcast. Daily Positivity Podcast. The Daily Positivity Podcast. Daily Positivity Podcast.
In a small village nestled amidst rolling hills, there lived a young and eager student named Akira. Known for his intellect and analytical mind, Akira had a habit of overthinking every situation he encountered. His mind would wander into a labyrinth of endless possibilities, often causing him distress and confusion. One day, Akira heard of a renowned Zen master who resided on a remote mountain. Determined to seek guidance for his overthinking tendencies, he embarked on a long journey to meet the master. After days of arduous travel, Akira finally arrived at the humble abode of the Zen master. The master, an old and serene figure, greeted Akira with a warm smile. Sensing the young man's restlessness, he invited Akira to sit beside him under the shade of a towering oak tree. Birds chirped melodiously, and a gentle breeze rustled the leaves, creating a tranquil ambiance. Akira, unable to contain his curiosity any longer, blurted out, "Master, I struggle with overthinking. My mind is constantly flooded with thoughts, making it difficult for me to find peace. Please teach me how to overcome this burden." The Zen master listened intently and then nodded knowingly. He beckoned Akira to look at a nearby stream that flowed gracefully over smooth stones. "Do you see that stream, young one?" the master asked. Akira followed the master's gaze and nodded, his eyes fixed on the meandering water. "Imagine," the master began, "if that stream were to stop flowing and became stagnant, the water would become murky and lose its vitality. It would no longer be able to support the vibrant life that thrives within it." Akira pondered over the master's words, still unsure of their meaning. The Zen master continued, "In the same way, your thoughts are like the water in that stream. They are meant to flow freely, to come and go without attachment. But when you hold on to them, when you try to control and analyze every single one, they lose their natural rhythm and become burdensome." Akira's brow furrowed, seeking clarity. "Master, how can I learn to let go of these thoughts? They seem to have a grip on me." The master smiled gently and reached for a small pebble near his side. He held it up and asked Akira, "Tell me, what is the nature of this pebble?" Akira examined the pebble, its smooth surface fitting perfectly in the palm of his hand. "It is a pebble, Master," he replied. The master nodded. But instead of setting the pebble down, he closed his hand tightly, clutching it. "Now, what is the nature of this pebble?" the master asked again. Akira hesitated, realizing that the pebble's true nature was concealed by the master's close hand. "I cannot say for certain, Master. Its nature is hidden from view." The Zen master smiled knowingly and gently pried open his hand, allowing the pebble to rest in his open palm. "The pebble, like your thoughts, can only be understood when you let go and observe its true nature," the master explained. "When you hold on to your thoughts tightly, you block their natural flow and become entangled in their complexities. But when you release your grip and observe them without judgment, they lose their power over you." Akira's eyes widened as he contemplated the master's wisdom. In that moment, a profound realization washed over him. He understood that overthinking was not a problem to be solved, but a habit to be transformed through awareness and acceptance. From that day forward, Akira learned to observe his thoughts without clinging to them. He discovered the freedom that comes from allowing them to pass through his mind like clouds in the vast sky. He embraced the simplicity of being present in each moment, letting go of the need to dissect and analyze every thought that arose.
The Daily Positivity Podcast. Daily Positivity Podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.